Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Boldy, let's start with the Carl Banks comments. I'm sure by now you've heard about it, but he was very critical of Dexter Lawrence. You were the first to be critical of Dexter Lawrence way back in either week one or week two. What have you seen? First of all, what did you think of Carl's comments, and what have you seen from Lawrence on film as you break it down?
I thought Carl was fair. I mean, he's just, you know, he's at every game. He's watching this stuff. Dexter Lawrence went up against the center, making his first NFL start at center. And Brett Toth, he's the backup center in Philadelphia. And you didn't hear Dexter's name mentioned. He got a half a sack there at one point. First time he's gotten a quarterback to the ground all year. But I just thought, like, okay, this kid, Brett Toth, who's never started a game at center, he's going to have his hands full with Dexter Lawrence. And the Eagles had their best day offensively all year, and their best day running the football all year by far. No, it wasn't even close. And so I didn't think he had much of an impact in the game. And you would think, like, a guy out there that's, just trying to snap the ball and, you know, get assignments down, all that kind of stuff, and an underused player, like, he would have his way with them, and he didn't.
All right, we all know he's not playing well, and I agree. I thought Carl was on point and fair. But you need to tell us why. Is it a lack of explosion? Is he out of shape? Is it technique? Why is he not doing much?
Yeah, I don't see his, he's always, obviously he's got size. You don't see, and there's guys that are that big in this league. I mean, Vita Vea in Tampa, there's a handful of them that are that size. And you see their enormous strength. Derrick Brown, sometimes Jalen Carter in Philly. You just see enormous strength that most people don't have. Mm-hmm. You don't see his strength. So some of that is a function of, is it conditioning? Because he doesn't look like he has. That was always the impressive thing about Dexter, at least in the last 2 years, since Wink Martindale really challenged him a few years back. And you saw him play a lot of snaps, 70, 75% of the snaps. And then you saw enormous strength where you go, this is a long, hard day. I mean, Jason Kelce has talked about it all the time. That was his toughest assignment. Is dealing with his size and strength, and you just don't see that on display right now.
You think that's a coaching thing, Boldy?
No. But players at this point, I mean, year seven, whatever it is now, you know how to play. You know how to play the game. Coaching isn't going to say, okay, Shane Bone isn't saying, don't toss this guy across the field here. Like, players have to play, and I don't believe that has anything to do with scheme or coaching or anything else.
Okay. Hey, Boldy, we're both of the opinion here that the Giants should go get a receiver for Jackson Dart, not even for a playoff push, just to, help accelerate his development and, go through reads and, win some one-on-one matchups, blah, blah, blah. You agree with that?
Yes, I do. Because, Jalin Hyatt didn't play the other day. I know that Slayton got the touchdown pass. I don't understand the call. Like, he did, break loose. That was a terrible call on him, I thought. But
terrible.
I do think, like, this guy is, I think this kid is going to be special. But you gotta give him some help. Wandale has had moments this year, but he's a slot guy. Every once in a while, they'll put him outside. But I believe that if you want to get the best out of Jackson, getting ready for next year, go get him some help. And there's going to be some receivers out there, but I think they should be aggressive about it. I don't care how many games they've won. Like, this is all about his development right now. And so you lose Scatterboo, which is obviously just crushing. But I think that they need help at that position right now. And I'm a subscriber to what you're saying here. Like, go get him some help. Give him a chance.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What about the other horrific call in that game, Baldy? What'd you think of the tush push? Could have been fumble that was not overturned or was not able to be reviewed.
You know, so I didn't really understand the whole trend. Like, I saw the play, and honestly, I mean, Jalen is reaching the ball out for the first down when Kayvon takes it out of his hands and has possession of it. Now, I don't know when I tried to figure out when the umpire was blowing his whistle. It was hard to say, but the whistle wasn't blown when Kayvon grabbed the ball. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, Brian, you know, Coach Dable's over there going, wait a second, I can't challenge this. Like, at first they said you can't challenge the call, whatever. Then he challenged it. So I'm like, okay, is there something else in the rule book there that should allow him to challenge it? Because honestly, I thought, you know, I don't know. I heard Kayvon talking about it in the locker room afterwards, and Berms, he's like, don't say anything. You're going to get fined. So, but I it's a different look. I'll just say this. It's a difficult play to officiate, because when does the forward momentum really stop? He's being pushed from behind. Like, Kayvon doesn't think the play's over by any stretch. And if the quarterback puts the ball out there in harm's way, and we see this all the time, whether quarterback sneak going over the top, guys punching the ball out, we see it all the time in this league. Like, I feel like that's a legitimate play by Kayvon that I thought it's difficult to officiate. I get it. But I don't know. I was kind of on Kayvon's side on that one.
No, there's no doubt. The refs were horrendous. That's not the only calls they messed up. They were bad. All right. So, listen, nice to see Aaron Glenn get a win. It's good. We haven't really talked about Muji very often because, you know, the season's here, and why would you? But as the season develops, despite just the one win, Mason Taylor looks like a player. Membu looks like they got that right. Found the punter in McNamara. And the guy who I was roasting the first couple of games, Brandon Stevens, who he brought in as a free agent corner, like the last 4 or 5 weeks, he's graded out tremendously, not to mention the trade for Brownlee here. I think Muji quietly has put together some interesting pieces.
And Thomas, that corner who started for Sauce, played. Yep. I mean, look, Ja'Marr Chase didn't end up in the end zone. Like, I know he gave him some throws, but like nothing got over his head. I thought he played well. Marinoa, the linebacker 51, like, I thought he played well. You can see contributions from the rookie class to help them win that game. And, you know, when you win a game like that, you're like, okay, you know, Kansas City was close, Tampa was close. Like, you start giving them a little bit more leeway, you know, after they win a game. Mm-hmm. But I would say all those young kids all showed up. And so even the rookie Aaron Smith, like, he made a 22-yard comeback. You don't see anybody run this league.
Yeah, he could run. He could run.
Yeah, he can run. But the comeback throw on the timing from Justin, that was an impressive, like, that kind of opened your eyes a little bit. Like, because he ran that corner all the way down the field off, and then came back to the ball nicely.
Yeah, that looked pretty good. Okay, so back to Mason Taylor for a sec. So it's funny, Jet fans, and I'm one of them, always fixate on the absence of a quarterback, obviously. But the Jets rarely have a tight end that can win matchups. And I think we all thought that Taylor could get open a little bit, but, and this is where I want you to tell us, like, I see him sticking his beak in there and delivering some really good blocks.
No, he's come a long ways. Like, they went to a lot of what we call YY formation, two tight ends, him and Rucker, and they did a good job on Breece Hall's 35-yard run, and even the touchdown run, they did a good job of sealing right there and working in tandem together. I think Mason Taylor's going to be a really good player. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the bloodlines are the bloodlines. That doesn't guarantee anything. But he does have real, like, I thought Breece could have hit him right away on the winning touchdown. Like, he's just very smooth in and out of breaks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, Welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the way that he moves, the way that he runs, and now the improved blocking, like, I honestly think they've got themselves a really good player there. And I think second half of the season, I think we're going to see it.
What do you think was the worst loss, Baldy? The Giants blowing the game in Denver or the Bengals losing that game at home to the Jets?
I think Denver's loss, Giants loss, because everything had to go right for that one to happen. And, you know, look, the Bengals had 15-point lead as well. So I don't know which one is worse.
And but to the winless, like the Giants. The winless Jets. I mean, I'm with you. That's why I asked you the question. I just can't believe those comebacks, Baldy.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the league right now. I mean, the Jets made two stops at the end of the game, one to get the ball back to go down and score, and one, once they did score, to stop, you know, that those two receivers from beating them, and they did. And so that was pretty impressive at the end by the Jets defense that, you know, hadn't really been able to stop a really good offense like that.
We know it's still pretty early, and we know that you're wrapped up in the NFL stuff. And I asked you this maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago, and it was really early. Any updated opinion now? And I know we know it could change who the best quarterback is in college. I like Mendoza. How about you?
I like Mendoza also. I mean, Indiana's rolling. So he looks special. I don't know. I'm doing Texas Tech and BYU next weekend, out there in Lubbock. I think Mahomes are actually going to be there on the sideline for that one. But I haven't really studied him enough to know. I mean, still really early.
What are your expectations, Baldy, as far as the wins losses go the rest of the way for both the Giants and the Jets? Start with the Giants at 2-6. I still think the expectations should be raised to where they could be winning some of these games. Or I think Dable needs to show that. What are your expectations for the Giants win loss wise the rest of the way?
Well, they've got a pretty undermanned San Francisco 49er team coming to town. I mean, they lost their two best defensive players, Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. They were unimpressive on Sunday, to say the least. Robert Saleh is coming back to that stadium. Week before, he had his defense playing lights out. Bryce Huff, who didn't play last week, was awesome. We'll see if he can go. But I think they got a chance to win that game. They don't scare you offensively at all. McCaffrey got completely shut down by Houston. So that's that. And I think, you know, when the Jets come back from this this bye week, they play Cleveland at home. I mean, Cleveland is they're very similar. Like, they've got all rookies playing everywhere. Rookie tight end, rookie quarterback, rookie running backs, rookies all over the defense. I mean, go win that game. And it's a Darren Mooji game. You know, like, go show us your young guys have a chance to develop and be a part of the future.
By the way, Giants minus San Francisco minus 2.5, obviously coming across the country. Real quick, final thing for me, the way Aaron Glenn has handled the media this year, you're from here, but you've been all around the country, stabilized with a win. Do you like the feistiness? Is it too much? How do you process what Aaron's been doing so far? More the verbal jousting back and forth.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, I think by trying to be friends or funny, glib, like, I don't know that wins anybody over. You know, 0-7 is 0-7. You get the win. I mean, I just think stonewalling and not really saying anything is not a bad approach at this point, because everybody's going to have their own opinions about who the Jets are when the record says what they are, and maybe he made a mistake with the quarterback, you know, all these kind of things. Like, he has to kind of, yes, Sunday showed us some things that, yes, maybe they are getting some work done. We don't see the penalties that we saw last year, that we saw in the first 5 weeks. We saw a real cut down in that. And so let's just see it kind of grow a little bit here with them. I don't have any problem with this approach at this point. I know it's not New York media friendly at this point, but I don't think, by going the other direction, he does them any favors.
Last one from me, Baldy. The record is what it is, but maybe even more of an indictment is what Daniel Jones has done in the first year away from Brian Daboll and the Giants. What do you think is the reason that Daniel Jones has been able to have so much success right away with Steichen in Indianapolis when he couldn't get it going here?
I hate to say stability because that has not been a great stable franchise. They've been terrible. They haven't found a quarterback. And they've gone through them all. Carson Wentz, Phillip Rivers. I mean, we went through a bunch of Matt Ryan. They went through quarterbacks like crazy trying to find it. But Shane Steichen went to a Super Bowl with the Eagles, won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. You know, I mean, he didn't win one, but he went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles. He's a great play caller. Their talent around Daniel Jones is elite, but his playing, he's as good as anybody in this league right now. I mean, Drake May is playing really good, and, you know, Jordan Love is playing good. But, I mean, honestly, he's as good as anybody right now. And it's every throw. Like, I just think the offense and the talent around him is elite, and he just can just do his job right now. All right, here's the open receiver. Let's throw it to him. But it's crazy to see how good he is right now.
So that's not a coaching thing, in your opinion?
Oh, it's coach. I think it's a big deal. It's a big part of his coaching. I think with Shane Steichen and the offensive line coach is really, really good. The line is really stable. They got the leading rusher in the league. Like, I think a lot of – but the way that they designed the offense, it looks like it's number one offense football, but it looks almost unstoppable at this point. And Daniel Jones is making it go.
Well, Boldy, the bottom line is this. When you've got, you know, 3, 4, 5 holes on the offense every year like he did with the Giants, not to mention some bad coaching – you're asking Daniel Jones to be something that he's not capable of being, and that's an elevator of substandard talent. You plug in real players around him and a real coach, he's certainly good enough to win, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the year that they went to the playoffs, he ran for 800 yards that year, you know, including the win against Minnesota. He ran for 800 yards, and it was a big part of the offense was him and Saquon running. Like, they're not asking him to do that. You know, they've got Jonathan Taylor. Like, they've got an all-pro, all-world left guard. They've rebuilt the interior of their offense line. Their tight end looks like Mark Bavaro. Like, it's just, you know, they've got a slot receiver. They've got two outside receivers. And honestly, I haven't seen anybody defend that offense yet properly.
Thank you, Boldy.
It's a function of the talent and the coaching.
Thank you, Boldy. We appreciate your time as always.
Good job, man.
My pleasure, guys.
All right, it was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.